A mysterious illness causing mass die-offs of Pacific starfish has baffled scientists since the epidemic first started in the summer of 2013. But scientists now think they may be one step closer to an answer. A new study points to a virus as the likely cause of dwindling sea star numbers from Mexico to Alaska. KSKA's Monica Goki has more.
If you're a starfish in the Pacific, sea star wasting disease is pretty much your zombie apocalypse. Marine microbiologist Ian Hewson has witnessed this firsthand in his research. The first symptom is arm curling.
The ends of their arms start to sort of flex upwards and they start to sort of detach from the rock surface.
Then they undergo a process called pretzeling.
So they basically fold themselves into a pretzel. They're almost as though they're tying themselves into a knot.
Next, the starfish lose some of their internal pressure and begin to deflate. And then lesions start to form.
Once the lesions appear, the animal begins to die.
The sea star's arms begin to fall off.
And then they undergo sort of this process of melting.
Up until recently, scientists didn't know what was causing mass starfish die-offs in the Pacific. Hewson is the lead author on a new study that identifies a particular virus as the likely cause of the current wasting disease outbreak. After observing how wasting disease spread in aquariums, Hewson and his team isolated the common thread, a virus they're calling sea star-associated densovirus. Sea star wasting epidemics are nothing new, but past incidences have been related to El Nino events or warmer seawater. The current outbreak in the Pacific is different. It's startling for both its severity and its range, from Baja California all the way up to Alaska. Hewson guesses it's the largest marine epidemic biologists have ever seen, and it's still spreading farther south into Mexico and farther north.
The sea stars in Alaska have started to become really affected by this disease.
Earlier this year, there were just a handful of isolated reports of sea star wasting disease around Juneau and Sitka. Since then, it's been observed in Glacier Bay and as far north as Homer.
I have every expectation that it will move into sea star populations further along the Alaska coast, probably out into the Aleutians.
In Sitka, University of Alaska Southeast biology professor Marnie Chapman says the first reports of wasting disease came in from the harbor earlier this year. Sunflower stars were some of the first that people noticed being affected, Chapman says.
You can't look down at the harbors and find any right now.
The sunflower stars are giants in the world of starfish, as big as a family pizza.
It's very dramatic to see these big sunflower stars die. People use the term melting a lot. They just sort of turn into these piles of little tiny sea star bones, which are called ossicles.
Apart from its geographical breadth, what's also unique about this epidemic is how many different species of starfish are affected. At least 20, possibly more. Dr. Hewson again.
Indeed, it is very peculiar to find a virus that is capable of infecting across such large numbers of species.
Most viruses are host-specific, meaning they can only survive and proliferate in one kind of animal. But the virus Hewson identified, sea star-associated densovirus, or SSADV, is a remarkable generalist. It's even found across different groups of echinoderms, like urchins and brittle sea stars. And the story gets even weirder. Size appears to matter. Hewson found that smaller, juvenile sea stars, for example, can tolerate high viral loads without showing symptoms of wasting disease.
Whereas the adult sea stars, when they don't have the virus present, are perfectly fine and healthy. But when the larger sea stars have a much smaller number of viruses than the juveniles, but when they have the viruses present, they die.
As to why smaller sea stars seem to be immune or protected from the virus, that's still a mystery to Hewson and his colleagues. So, what's in the future for sea star wasting disease in Alaska?
You know, it's probably going to continue until it reaches a point where it's no longer, able to move around.
Viruses play an important ecological role in marine environments, Hewson says. The current epidemic of wasting disease is severe, true, but Hewson says this kind of die-off is cyclical.
No virus wipes out its host population entirely. There's never been an extinction as a result of a virus.
It's too early to tell how Pacific marine environments will change as a result of the outbreak, Hewson says. Sea stars are major predators, and in places where they've been wiped out, scientists are already seeing changes, notably in prey abundance, which has a ripple effect. What those changes will look like long term is still unclear. In Anchorage, I'm Monica Goki.